Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Chav Zayin Siv Gimel and Simen Reish Chav Ches. Simen Reish Chav Zayin Siv Gimel. Hoya Yoshev Bevesa Kisei. A person is sitting in the bathroom. Vishama Kol Ram. He hears the sound of thunder. Oroa Bork, he sees lightning. Im Yochel Otsei Sulevarch Toch De Dibur Yetzei. If he can leave and make the bracha all within Toch De Dibur of hearing and seeing, Yetzi, he should go out. He should not do that. Toch de Dibur is a very short amount of time. It's the amount of time it takes to say three words. Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. It's very short. If he can get out and say the bruch, in that time he should. V'malav, if not, lo Yetzi, just stay where he is. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot on Tes, Beis HaKisei. Hu Adin, Im Hoye Bevayis, Shemekatzvin Bobosser. The same is true if he was in a room where they cut up meat. The Shomreach Me'upish Me'od. There's a very bad smell in the butcher. So maybe he's walking down a street that's filthy. And he can hurry, get out of that area, that block, that street, that room, and get the bracha in. If he can do that, then he can make the bracha. Some say, this person's in the bathroom. That means there's a reason he's in the bathroom. He has a feeling, an urge to use the bathroom. But still, if it's not an urgent need, at that point it becomes Baal Teshaksu. So if it's not that bad, he can step out of the bathroom before he does what he has to do, and say the bracha on the thunder lightning. Others are machmir. If he needs to go to the bathroom, then just go to the bathroom. Ubefrat, especially, especially if he estimates there'll be another thunderclap. And he can make the bracha then. Then the right thing to do is just stay in the bathroom, do what you got to do, and then afterwards make the bracha. If he can leave and say the bracha, but that's what he should do. Again, this is when he has not yet had a bowel movement. He didn't touch any part of his body that's filthy. Even though we did clarify in Siman Dalet, that if a person exits a bathroom, he should wash his hands, even though he did not use the bathroom. But in this case, in order not to lose the bracha, he does not have to wash his hands first. Unless, in fact, he touched part of his body that was covered, then he has to wash his hands. Or, if you can wash his hands with water, or clean himself on something else, clean his hands on something else, right when he hears the thunder, he should do so. Because if not, if he's going to wait till he gets water to wash his hands, he'll certainly lose the time frame of Toch de Dibur in order to make the bracha if he's going to wash his hands first. If the water is right there, that's one thing. But if not, not. Now, this halacha beis hakisei was their beis hakisei. Our bathrooms and poskim generally hold are different and does not have this requirement of washing hands just because he walked in. So if he can get out of the bathroom, toch de dibur, and make the bracha, he should do that. Sifkad yubez yetze, perish. Yimaher lo tseis misham, he should hurry out, kadesh lo yafse the bracha, not to lose the bracha. Avlam yisarch yoyse mechtei dibur, but if it takes more than chtei dibur to get out of the bathroom to make the bracha, tebalav hachi kvar ovaz mat, so anyway, he missed the time frame, and sarach shuv lamar, there's no point to hurry out. From all this we learn something. The amount of time you have to say the bracha when you hear thunder or see lightning, it's in this short time frame of Kedei Dibur. And if more than this time frame elapses, from the time he saw the lightning, or heard the thunder, he cannot make the bracha on that particular thunderclap or on that lightning. When we times that for this reason, let's say he went to the bathroom and he washed his hands. Vishama kol ram or bark, and then he hears the thunder, sees the lightning. Yevarch mitchila al haram v'habark. First, say the bracha on the thunder or the lightning. V'achach yomer ashayatza, and then say ashayatza. V'da'od, then you should know more. T'stam yadayim, in general, your hands, t'anash eni yodam heim luch lachos, if you're not sure if they are clean or not, k'sheros lebracha, they are fine to make brachas. So even though there's a halacha that you should wash your hands before you damage from esrei, but for saying brachas throughout the day, we don't insist that you wash your hands before saying a bracha. It might be extra covered for a bichus and mitzvah, we say to wash their hands, but it's an extra hiddur. But miyikra din, we don't assume, if you don't know that your hands are dirty, we don't assume there's anything wrong with them and you can make brachas during the day without washing your hands first. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell it to us here, but because you have this short time frame, the halacha is that if you're doing Pesukah de Zimra and you're thunder lightning, you can make the bracha. And if you're in the Birchas Kriyishma, between sections, there's five parakim, if you're between sections, you can make the bracha. But during the Parash Kriyishma, you cannot. But the point is you can't make it up later. You can't say, oh, I'll wait till after Shemoneh Esrei. It's too late. There's a very short time frame. One other thing about bracha on thunder and lightning, let's say you're sound asleep, and you hear a thunderclap that shakes you out of bed. So the halacha is that you can make the bracha. You should wipe your hands on your sheets and your linens to clean your hands and say the bracha right then and there. It doesn't take more time. If you wake up with the sound of the thunder, and sometimes it continues for a little while, so you just rub your hands and make the bracha right then and there. You don't have to go to wash Nagel Vasser or anything else like that. In the middle of the night, if you hear it, you could just wipe your hands on something to clean your hands and say the bracha. Simen Reish Chav Ches. Birchas Yamim Unaharos Harim Ugvaos. The halacha of the brachos on seas and rivers, mountains and hills. Siv Aleph. Ayamim unaharos, on the sea and the rivers, har megavoyos, midbaros, mountains, hills, and wilderness. Oymer, he says a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, osei maasei bereishis. You see Hashem's handiwork of bereishis, and you make the bracha. Layama Gadol, as far as the Mediterranean, Vayam Sha'im Bala Eretz Yisrael, Mitzrayim, that's the sea you go through between Eretz Yisrael and Egypt. Oimer, you say a different bracha, Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Oseh Hayam Hagadol. Mishnah Berurah Siv Gadol Aleph, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, perish, meaning, Kivin Sheyesodon Me'oz, the rivers, the seas, the mountains, these were established during the 6 days of creation. And this is praise of Hashem. Kishanu makirim hayoyim. Dabashanu yoidim shahamakam bura'o mishesh mebreshis. When we see something and recognize today that this is something that we know Hashem created from mishesh mebreshis back from the time of creation, v'idayin hu kayim, and it still is extant the way Hashem made it, so that deserves a bracha. Now you can't make the bracha that his might and strength fills the world, like you would on the strong winds or thunder, because that is something experienced and heard at great distances. But the sea and the river and the mountains are basically local. Now if you come to Yam HaGadol, that gets a separate bracha. And that's the sea between Eretz Yisrael and Egypt. V'nikra Yama Gadol, why is it called Yama Gadol? V'nei chashivu social Eretz Yisrael, only because of its association of Eretz Yisrael. We learn this in a number of places, that since it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, the chashivus, the specialness of Eretz Yisrael, elevates it to be called Yama Gadol. Aval harbi achorin in peligal mechaber. But many achorin argue on the mechaber's definition. Usvirlu, they hold that Yam HaGadol is not the Mediterranean. The Davka Yam Okyonus. Yam HaGadol refers to the oceans. Shua Yam HaGadol Shbuchal Yamim. That is the biggest of the seas. Shemakav has Kala Oilam. It circles the world. Alav Kavu Bracha. On that you make a bracha. Bibni Atzma on its own. Bibni Gadol because it's so great. Ala Yam Shaoimbo the Eretz Yisrael. But the sea to transit between Eretz Yisrael and Egypt. Lo nikra the inyan zeh Yam HaGadol. We're not going to call that Yam HaGadol. Mavarchan lev kamo ashar yamim. It gets the bracha of my separation like any other sea. V'dan you should know. The kol ha-brachos ha-elu, all of these brachos, is only if it's 30 days to 30 days. In other words, you see it twice in 30 days, you're not going to make the bracha again. Only if more than 30 days have elapsed will you say the bracha. So the lashon of the mechaber is ose hayam gadol. Kein lashon tur, and that is the language of the tur. Aval kama poskim etikun nusach brachas u lashon avar. But many poskim say that's not the correct nusach. The nusach should be in past tense. She osa es hayam gadol. And the rule of thumb we always say is if the Mishnah Berurah brings an aval, that is how he is citing. So it seems to be held, the correct brach is she'osa es yamagodo. See if base, lo al kol naharos mevarach. You don't make the brach on all rivers. El arb naharos, only on the four rivers. Dechsiv bekor, the pasuk mentions, kemo chidekel uferas, like the chidekel and the Euphrates, the Tigris, the Euphrates. These are rivers that the pasuk mentions. It has to be you see them in their original path, not how they may have been diverted by human hands. When the Army Corps of Engineers comes and starts digging and channeling the river, that's not Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis anymore. That's Ma'aseh Adam. So you can only make the bracha on rivers where you know it hasn't been tampered with. And according to the Mechaber, it's got to be a serious river, not a small river. So Mishnah Berurah says right away, lav davke, not only those. It has to be rivers that are big, like the four. And we know these were the ones from Bereishis, like the ones mentioned in the Pesach. Not that these rivers came to be afterwards. In such a case, so when you think of the Nile, Euphrates, Tigris,
Amazon,
so the Amazon is not one of the four, right? So that would be comparable. Amazon, Yangtze, Mississippi, maybe. Siv Kodin Hey, B'makom Shlonish Tana V'chon. That's only if the river's path has not changed. Perish. D'makom Shachaf V'Shidim Alocha Shalnar, L'Derech Acheres, if they dug and redirected or rechanneled the water of the river another way, you cannot make the bracha from that point on. Because at that point it's no longer Ma'aseh Bereishis. Yerabba says, if you're not sure, we're not going to make the bracha. If a human being was involved in altering the path, you can't make the bracha. This is also true about the sea. If they diverted water from one to the other, to make it one, you can't make the bracha. But typically, we don't worry about this with the seas. Now, the Shartzim brings a case. Doesn't matter if you meant the Suez Canal. So he says, there you're combining the Mediterranean with the Red Sea. So at that point, you lost the bracha. And the same you do with Panama Canal then.
Yeah.
Right? Same with Panama Canal, the same thing. Siv Gimel. V'lo al kol harim u'gavaros mevarech. You don't make a bracha as a Ma'aseh Bereishis on every mountain and hill. El dafka al harim u'gavaros hameshunim. Only on those mountains and hills that are unusual. V'ni keres gavuros habor behem. And it's very apparent, Hashem's Gevura, when you see those. So the notes bring, what is the definition of the Harim and Gevos, the Chai Odom, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Aruch Shulchan all say, they have to be foresome, the Oyla Machmas Gava. So you're talking about the Alps, you're talking about the Rocky Mountains. And as far as Gevos, so what are hills? So the Yaakov Enna says, it's more like a cliff. A tail zakuf, mechudud beroshah.